morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friend. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday, already April 2nd. It's 7:06. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio with good news you can use. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. Oh, man, deep breath. What a time we're living in, and it's a good day indeed. We are chosen to live in this time, and I know it's so easy to be overwhelmed by all of the news, just inundated with this statistic and this number and the what if on this and what if on that, and it just feels like, I don't know if you struggle with this, I know I do, it feels like you're just, what can I be in control of? I'm stuck at home. I just feel like the walls are caving in. These are some of the things that people have been telling me and that I've been reading some of my friends post on social media. It's almost like Groundhog Day. Here we go again. And joking about March 97th, you know, finally we're into April. Those kinds of things. If you're feeling that today, just take a deep breath. And let's focus on some things that we know that are true, right? That you are created for a wonderful purpose. And this, too, we will get through, right? We've been through difficult things in our lives. If you're like me and you've lived about 50 years or so, or maybe less or a little more, you know that there's been difficult times. And even though we have not experienced anything like this, not in my lifetime since 9/11, you know, we got through that time. And I have this Pollyanna outlook on life that we are better together. And we're so thankful for you, our listeners, tuning in, supporting our advertisers, calling in and sharing your perspective on what's going on in your life. And we'd love to interact with you. If you have a coping skill or something that you're doing with your kids at home that's made it fun and made it memorable during this time, we'd love to hear your story. You can call us even on this morning show. The studio line is 503-589-1220 or 1220, 503-589-1220. Looking at the news and the headlines across Marion County and Salem, Oregon, there is good news. The Saturday market that has been open up for years will be opening up this weekend with increased safety measures. In fact, it's so exciting. They say, we believe that our farmers market is essential. It's an essential food resource, and they're committed to having a safe season ahead. They're looking at ways that they can make it safe with social distancing and pay point, ways that you do your own pay point when you buy at the Saturday market. And so I think that brings hope because all of us love the opportunity to support our local farmers and have fresh food on our table. Amen. Yes. And some more good news coming out of Marion County. If you have a small business, Marion County Commissioners on Wednesday approved $200,000 of the lottery funds earmarked for economic development. They're going to give grants up to $5,000 to owners of businesses with 5 employees or less. And so that's an exciting good news thing. If you have a small business, you want to look into that Marion County Commission grants. And then there is some good news if you do have a business and you're worried about paying rent or being evicted because you can't pay rent, just like in your home or in your rental that you're, if you're renting an apartment, Governor Brown has said if you can't pay, they cannot evict you because of what we're going through right now. She's also made a 90-day ban on commercial evictions for non-payment through an executive order on Wednesday, the latest effort to lessen the economic impact caused by COVID-19 pandemic. And some more good news is Natural News has teamed with us on KSLM to put a community resource link right on our website. So if you go to kslm.news, right there is a community resource link. And of course, if you're feeling like you have symptoms and you don't have a provider, you want to call your provider first. But if you don't have a provider, call 211. If you want other resources and information, check our link out at kslm.news. I am pleased and tickled to have a guest in the studio with me today who is helping us take control of what we can do to build our immune system and make healthy choices each and every day by eating healthy and making good decisions and maybe reset and rethink what we've been doing. You know, this time, I don't know about you, but for me, the last couple months, it started at the beginning of the year. We always say, oh, what's our New Year's resolution, right? And then we make those goals or resolutions, or we resolute not to resolute, whatever it is. And then by, you know, February, March, those kind of fall to the wayside. Well, this particular time of year and this particular pandemic is making us rethink everything that we do. And one of the things my goal is and my help is that we'll rethink how we eat, because I'm a firm believer. Because I've experienced it personally. Over 4.5 years ago, I weighed a lot. Yes, I have five. I've given birth to 3 kids. I have 5 kids, a busy mom, ran an organization. I neglected myself. I ate whatever was handy and it wasn't nutritious, and I did not exercise. And I paid the price. It affected my mental health. It affected my physical health. And because I got aligned up with people who knew the truth about eating food that's healthy for me, I've been able to, over the years, make, through professional help and dietitians and people that work in the industry, have helped me learn how to make those choices. And if you're feeling today overwhelmed about where you're at in your health, you can start today. And that's why I've brought my new friend, and I'm going to keep saying that because I'm that new back to Salem, my new friend, Kat Livingston. She is a clinical dietitian, and she's here in the studio with me. Kat, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. And so tell me what a clinical dietitian is.
Well, that's a great question, because I get called a nutritionist a whole heck of a lot. Mm-hmm. So there's no such thing as an actual degree as a nutritionist. So a clinical dietitian is somebody who sees patients. That's the main difference between just like a nutritionist is somebody who studied nutrition, and they can work in hospitality and all kinds of other things. But a clinical dietitian or a registered dietitian sees patients and works with patients.
Excellent. And so if I would have met you 4-5 years ago, 80 pounds overweight, right? Mm-hmm. And just busy mom, on the go, running a nonprofit organization, and I come in, I need help. I'm having medical issues. Maybe my doctor referred me to you because, look, this gal needs to get, if she's going down the wrong way, weight-wise, and down the road, she's going to have health issues. Where would you even begin with me?
Well, great question. Gosh, I do a modified Mediterranean with most people, mm-hmm. but there's a few little things that most people don't know, which really mess them up. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing is eating frequently, because that gets our metabolism moving. So a lot of people just eat a few times a day, but eating that 6 times a day really is the best way to go, because eating within the first hour of waking up gets your metabolism moving. It stops, it breaks the fast. It tells your body, hey, we have food coming in now, so stop breaking down the energy of glycogen, which is in our liver. I think of it like a carbohydrate battery. Mm-hmm. So stop doing that. It gets the food in. So otherwise, if you don't eat breakfast within an hour, your actual blood sugars continue to rise.
Wow.
And that's not good, because that's making your pancreas work harder, making more insulin. And a lot of people have insulin resistance, which means the insulin isn't doing all that it can to get into that cell. And the pancreas is working harder. And that's not good, because it gets tired. The reason, the way we even diagnose like diabetes, is the pancreas loses function, so blood sugars get high because it's not making the insulin anymore.
Wow.
So the way we combat that, eating frequently and kind of changing up what we eat, and that's the best way to go. And that's just like you, how I got into this is because I struggled with my weight and met with a dietitian, and I only ate a couple times a day. She said, start eating 5-6 times a day. I started doing that and I lost weight. Like, it just melted, and I was like, what? All I did is eat more often.
Well, and in the psychology behind that's huge. The behavioral issue, because when you're overweight, and for me, it became when I started having children,
right.
I never really lost that quote unquote.
Exactly.
Baby weight, and I got busy with life. And the thinking through the 80s, in my mind anyway, was you eat people that are overweight
are overeaters. And maybe that is the case, then they eat the wrong things in some cases. But I'm of the firm belief that undereaters are overweight and starving themselves.
Yes.
So what it does, from my understanding, and I'm not the dietitian or the nutritionist, but it starves your body into more of a reserve, right?
Talk to me
a little bit about that. What happens when you undereat and don't get what your body needs?
Exactly. And when I met with the dietitian all those years ago, she explained, your body doesn't let go of weight if you're not feeding it. Mm. It makes perfect, like, why would it let go of it? And especially as women, it's like, you might need to make babies. I don't care if you're 80 years old, your body still wants to hold on to it. And we think, especially as women, we think, oh, well, I'm going to eat less. And it doesn't help us at all. It really, our body will hold on to that weight. So that's a really big part of it. And then what you're eating is a big part of that too. And so two main things that I've been on my platform trying to really help people understand is that fiber is the main thing that controls your blood sugars and our weight, because your blood sugar equals your weight. And so trying to understand, well, we're trying not to make too much insulin or tax the pancreas. And what's going to tax the pancreas or raise blood sugars? It's carbs. Mm. But it's fiber affects that. So like the difference between white rice and brown rice, that fiber, you know, if you have white rice, blood sugars go up, but there's no real fiber to slow down how fast it goes through you. So you crash.
Oh.
Brown rice, blood sugars go up, but they slowly taper. And a lot of people, I've been meeting so many diabetics who've been diabetic for 20 years who had no idea that that fiber is vital for controlling their blood sugars and their weight.
Well, and the difficulty with having weight-based medical issues I have seen is instead of getting to the source of learning how to eat and eat for your health, people are just thrown medications and not really explain how they even got there. Mm-hmm. They might say, well, you need to lose weight, you know, get on that, but there's not a real developed plan.
Right.
And anymore, it seems like we're just only given a short time with our medical professional anyway.
Yeah.
And so I'm hearing you say fiber. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you say eat more regularly, right? Don't skip any meals. And I can't tell you how many times people have said, oh, well, I don't like breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't eat breakfast. Talk to
I'm
me.
I'm not hungry for breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
I hear
I'm
that all
hungry.
The time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit in this little time that we have left. Why is breakfast so important?
Because it's breaking the fast. Mm-hmm. It's telling your body we have energy coming in. Otherwise, it continues to use glycogen in your liver, and that's why your blood sugars go up. So you heard fiber, you heard frequency. The other little part of that we've all been brainwashed to be fat starved and not have fat and to eat low fat, non-fat. Well, most people don't know fat is what satisfies you. When you don't get enough fat, that's the Chinese food problem. That's why you're hungry an hour later.
Okay.
And so getting lots of healthy fat fills you up.
Oh, that makes so much sense. And I just learned through my new eating plan that actually Chinese food, when we went in to have a Chinese meal, they actually put sugar into it too to add to flavoring. That's kind of discouraging. You think it's healthy, but it really isn't. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Kat, our clinical dietitian, giving us insight on how to build a healthy life and our immune system. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. Good morning.
Good morning, Salem. I'm Stacey Ann, glad to be along with you on this wonderful Thursday, April 2nd. It's 7:22 in the morning. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, and our studio line is 503-589-1220. We'd love to talk to you. If you have a question about health and eating healthy, we'd love to visit with you. And we've got Kate Livingston in the studio with us today. And, you know, talking about being healthy and doing things, you know, for your health in this particular uncertain times, certainly we're all going to the store looking for hand sanitizer, right? Well, our friends at ProBioScience, they have come up with a CBD-based hand sanitizer manufactured right here in Salem. Yes, it's natural. It has super strength to combat the COVID-19, and the owners of KSLM have taken action due to the lack of supplies. This spray is easy to carry. It's in a bottle form, and you can order yours today by calling 503-877-9877 or go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. You can get this CBD hand-based, the sanitizer, and any other CBD products you may be interested in. And in the studio, Kate Livingston, so glad to have you today as we're talking about health and what we can do in these current times to kind of take control. A lot of things are out of control right now that we have no control over, but we can take control of what we put in our mouth one bite at a time. And we were talking in the last segment about fiber and what we need to do to continue to eat at least six times a day. Continue on with your thought process of what things we can do to improve our health.
Okay. So jumping back over to the fat little part. So, you know, we're in this weird place with fat where all the professional associations and heart association, you know, they're telling you low cholesterol, low fat, low mm-hmm. fat. But if we eat all low fat, non-fat, we're going to crave carbs.
Right.
So the way that I work with this is a lot of more healthy fats. And so like avocado. Eat avocado anytime you want. It's full of fiber, which keeps the blood sugars control, mm-hmm. the healthy fat. Because there's another little proponent in that is that your body's designed to burn fat and carbs, and your brain can use both of them as fuel. But being told to be fat starved for so long, people don't understand that how important that fat is for your brain, mm-hmm. your memory, dementia, preventing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with my patients to increase the healthy fat, and then everyone goes, how do I do that? How do I do that? So I get those veggies up. We cook them with lots of healthy fat. We snack on nuts. We add chia seed to, you know, yogurts and smoothies, salads, avocado toast, all of those things. And I will tell you what, when I switched our diet at home and we really beefed up the vegetables because to like half of our intake, and I mean 2 to 4 cups at lunch and 2 to 4 cups
wow.
at dinner. A lot. That's half your plate. But when you did that, oh my gosh, satisfaction. All my memory problems went away.
Mm.
I was having some menopause moments, and oh my gosh, it was so frustrating. So that totally resolved. GI-wise, because you got to remember, right, your intestines are a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you work them out is with adequate fiber. And when you don't get adequate fiber, that muscle can atrophy, meaning getting weak, and basically like diverticulosis is like a hernia of the intestine.
Oh.
People don't get that. And also, if you're struggling with your weight or having diabetes or any of those things, your pancreas already isn't working so great. Well, your pancreas also makes all your digestive enzymes. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that gut health and how vitally important that is for your immune system. Your gut is your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
Your vitamin K is made there. 70% of the serotonin is made in the gut. Those vegetables are so important for your gut health and your immune system, especially during this time. So how can we improve our immune system? We can eat more veggies, more non-starchy veggies cooked with lots of healthy fat. And then that fiber's controlling our blood sugar. It's bulking. It's filling us up. The healthy fat is helping it stay with us. It's anti-inflammatory. It's mm-hmm. great for our brain. And so we've moved carbohydrates onto they're a sideshow. They're not
right.
the main star anymore. You know, we enjoy them. We don't cut them out completely. We just like, okay, they're here, but we're filling up on those veggies and fat and some protein, and we're really satisfied and people feel good. And it's just been amazing. So digestive enzymes are something you can get over the counter. I personally use them. My favorite right now is Digest Gold with probiotics because
mm-hmm.
it has really good numbers for your pancreas enzymes because your pancreas makes all those digestive enzymes. And it also has a really nice probiotic blend.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe in getting a really diverse gut system, right? So kombucha, coconut water, some coconut milk. Those mm-hmm. are high in electrolytes of magnesium and potassium and magnesium. Those are really great for your immune system too. Zinc is something that I think everybody right now should definitely be taking some extra zinc, especially if you can get it with elderberry and some vitamin C, mm-hmm. lots of antioxidants in that. That is so great for you. But kombucha, the A daily probiotic is also really important. I recommend one called ProBioActive by Rainbow Light. It's a vegan formula, doesn't have to be refrigerated, but it has a wonderful probiotic, a nice digestive blend, but it also has prebiotics. And a lot of people don't know what prebiotics are.
Okay, do tell us.
So probiotics are the bacteria. They're the helpful bacteria that helps keep our gut nice and healthy. But if we're taking a daily probiotic and we're not eating the foods or feeding those bacteria, mm-hmm. It's like planting a forest every day and just letting it die.
Ah, gotcha.
So prebiotics are actually the food for those organisms that help them thrive.
Okay.
And so by having a really diverse diet and doing all these different things, and I highly recommend turmeric because it can mm-hmm. cross the blood-brain barrier, reduce inflammation systemically. I used to take a 600 milligram ibuprofen every night for sciatica. I don't do that anymore because the turmeric, it's amazing. And you were talking about CBD on the break.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric and CBD actually work together on the endocannabinoid system, which is a secondary immune system in our bodies.
Great.
So those are wonderful things. CBD is fantastic for your brain and your body.
Good to
really
know.
Great. And the turmeric, they work together synergistically.
Well, that was a lot of amazing information in a short amount of time. We have Kate Livingston with us. And we are so excited to have her here talking to us about building up our immune system in these uncertain times. And we're going to take phone calls coming up next. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. Thanks for listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. We'll be back right after this. Good morning. Good morning to you, my friend. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio on this Thursday, April 2nd at 7:35 in the morning. Thank you for tuning in today. News you can use, bringing you encouragement, education, engagement, and empowering. And I'm so thrilled to have Kate earlier. I'm sorry. Kat Livingston on the air with me. And Kat, we have a phone call. And so I'm going to see if my technology skills, how we're doing here. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thank you for calling in, being so brave to call in on a live radio show this morning. What is your name?
My name is Judy.
Hi, Miss Judy. Thank you for calling in today. What kinds of questions do you have about eating healthy, and how do you want to interact with us today?
Okay. Well, first off, I want to say thank you for this information in this show today. I feel like it is spot on for where we are at as a nation right now, too. My question, I actually have two questions. One is, Kat, I would like to know what your thoughts are regarding gut health and acidophilus. And the second question is, everybody being home and all together and in these stressful times right now that we're all dealing with, what would your advice be on, for those of us that do eat six times a day, on the healthy choices to eat? Because our natural go-to for those who have a tendency to struggle with weight or health is the unhealthy options.
True. And a lot of that includes usually refined carbohydrates in the form of wheat that we like to strip and then turn into all kinds of stuff. And unfortunately, people don't understand that that really just turns to sugar in our body. So, of course, lots of non-starchy vegetables. I'm going to start with the last question first. So personally, I do lots of stir fries together. I do lots of grilled veggies. Grilling it brings out the natural sugars in it. So delicious. I kind of minimally season with olive oil, avocado oil, some, I love my pink Himalayan sea salt, fresh pepper, and I love garlic. So I do lots of that kind of stuff. So lots of the veggies, big salads and all of those things. But, you know, having protein in there too. And then I want to make sure that I'm really answering your question. Do you want to know more like specific foods that are really good for your immune system?
That as well as what would be the optimal go-to foods for to relieve the help us deal with our stressful situations that so many of us are in right now.
So instead of grabbing the Cheetos, right, or the chocolate, you're saying what something handy to have around as a go-to that doesn't throw you off your plan.
Yeah, nuts. Nuts. They have healthy fat, protein, and fiber. So they're going to help keep that. The fiber is going to help keep your blood sugar stable. The healthy fat is anti-inflammatory, plus it's going to help fill you up. And the protein, you always need that. Does that answer that question?
Yes, ma'am.
All
sure
right.
Does.
And then the acidophilus question. Now, yes. I have not done a ton of research on that particular bacterium. I do know some GI docs who are not big fans of it from the Oregon Clinic. The probioactive that you can get it widely available, natural grocers, Fred Meyer's, Amazon, all kinds of places. It's about $17 for 3 months. That one is mainly lactobacillus bifidobacterium. And there's another great bacteria that I love that OHSU and the Mayo Clinic did some studies on GI health, and it is called Lactobacillus salivarius. And what they found is that people who had that bacterium usually had less weight problems, less health problems, and had a really good immune system.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It sounds like, Judy, you've been doing, making some changes in your life and how you eat and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Was it hard to eat six meals a day after, I don't know how often you ate before, sounded like you're on that, some kind of plan like that. Tell us a little bit about your, where you're at.
Actually, it's kind of interesting because, like Kat said earlier, ironically, when you do eat six times a day, your body is more willing and free to let go of the weight. I also want to throw in there, yes, this has been my journey for quite some time, and I have struggled with my relationship with food, which I really shouldn't have one, because we should have, this should just be fuel for our bodies, not a relationship. Water for me is vital.
Absolutely.
When I'm drinking my water, my body craves it. When I'm not drinking it, my body tells me, whoa, it's absolutely vital for me right now.
That's fantastic. And I think I forgot to mention coconut water is wonderful because it has, it's high in electrolytes too. And so if you can get any kombucha with some coconut water, those are, that is so good for your tummy.
Okay, so here's a naive question. I'm learning about CBD since I've moved back to Oregon, but what is kombucha? I see it all around. I don't even know what it is. Maybe Judy knows in her in her journey, but I really don't know. What is it?
It's fermented tea. And so fermented foods, this is interesting, fermented foods affect your blood sugars really well. So that's why like vinegar, pickles, things like that, you know, we've all heard for a long time, you know, apple, cinnamon, vinegar can be really great for your weight. It can actually help with insulin resistance and digesting sugars. Sourdough bread has a lower glycemic index than white bread because it's fermented. So fermented foods are so good for you.
Okay. Well, the trouble there, I don't mind dill pickles, but I have that tendency to want things that are sweet. So is this kombucha sour tasting, or can you get different flavors that has more? Okay.
Lots of flavors.
Okay. So I've learned something else today.
And I will say, I was not a kombucha fan. I don't like beer. I don't like fermented foods, but the coconut and lime one. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
my
you
favorite.
May have me on a new idea, something, trying something new. And Judy, thank you for your time today. Thank you for calling in. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay healthy, my friend.
Thank you. Just before I go off real quick, where can I find kombucha at?
Oh, gosh, you can get it anywhere. Fred Meyer's, Safeway, any store. Look over by, it should be by the probiotic drinks. They're usually kind of together with like smoothies. Wherever that store has those things, there'll be a whole section.
Okay, and
Thank you so much.
Can we maybe YouTube it and make our own? I don't know.
You can. Anymore. I have a fermentation kombucha kit at home.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Judy. Have a wonderful day. Do call in
Thank
again,
you
okay?
As well.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One more superfood I'd like to mention, if I didn't mention it already enough, is avocados. I joke because who knows me is like, don't tell me the answer is avocado, right? I'm like, yeah, it's avocado. So working through all this dietary recommendations and losing weight and all this, it's been going on for a long time because I've lost over 200 pounds and kept that off for over 10 years.
Wow.
That's what really brought me into becoming a dietitian. And so what I learned was, have this combination of food every time you eat. Well, that kind of message has changed because, again, we've all been told to eat low fat, and that's not the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So I created my little 3x3 healthy eating plan. And the first part is eating often, including that breakfast within the first hour to break the fast, get that metabolism moving. The next part is every time you eat, you have three things: healthy fat, protein, and fiber. That fiber is going to be from your vegetables, your fruits, and your whole grains. And then the third part of that is having avocado as an evening snack alone without any carbs, because when you have a high amount of fat like that, it actually puts you into fat burning.
Whoa.
Your body uses that. It burns belly fat. It gives you energy for overnight. So I talked briefly earlier about glycogen, and your body uses that at night for energy.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of using the glycogen, it'll use the avocado fuel first.
Oh.
Which is good, because you think of that glycogen like a carbohydrate battery. Whatever you use, you have to replace. And if we have insulin resistance, we know that pretty much every time we're having some carbs, we're making belly fat, because mm-hmm. that's the other part. When with insulin resistance, what doesn't get used when the pancreas is making extra insulin, it turns into fat. Insulin, belly fat, is from too many carbs, from too much insulin, from your pancreas.
And when we're stress eating, and because of these times, people go into the chips and the nachos and the Cheetos and those kinds of things, and really putting something in your tummy, but it's absolutely doing nothing
Mm-mm.
good for you. It's better to have the nuts, cut up celery if you like the crunchy. I go to the crunchy salty more than the sweet. And so those are things that I found that are really, really helpful.
Yes.
And for me, also having with every meal, trying to have some kind of salad as well.
Yeah.
Very filling, you know, filled with nuts and, you know, veggies. And I think it's really good to, again, the three combination again of that you really focus on in every meal. What was that again?
Healthy fat, protein, and fiber, because that fiber is controlling the blood sugars. Healthy fat is anti-inflammatory, but it's also helping fill you up. And then that protein, your body uses protein to build everything. It's not super efficient at turning that into energy.
The interesting thing about eating for health is I hear a lot of times people say it's so expensive. It's expensive to eat healthy, but I think it costs you more later on to not eat healthy now. And we are worth investing in.
Amen.
We are worth investing in. We're continuing the conversation on what we can do to take control of our health, build up our immune system. Good information we can use. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back right after this.
Good morning.
Oh, it is a good morning. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday, April 2nd, 7:50 on this Thursday morning. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. hanging out with Kat this morning as we continue the conversation about eating healthy and what we can do to take control of our own health and immune system during these uncertain times. What a great time to get things kind of revived and get on track again. And, you know, it's interesting, Kat, when I think about my own journey of health and really taking control, really, you know, not letting that relationship with food be in control, as our listener Judy had shared, really understanding where food is in my life, that it's a resource and a fuel, and that it's not an emotional support system, you know. And I think during stressful times, we tend to go to things. And I can tell you, in my family line, through my mom's side of the family, there's a lot of diabetes, and there's been heart issues and health issues. And I've seen, especially even with my parents, with my dad and his health and him getting coached and trained, how his health has rebound by eating better and mm-hmm. well and losing the weight. And certainly he still has some things that he's wrangling with in his life, but it's been easier. And what I've seen with him is they've had to adjust medication along the mm-hmm. way. I'm wondering, in your work and your practice working with individuals, what are you seeing as far as, you know, maybe they're pre-diabetic or diabetic and they start taking control of their life, eating healthy? What are you seeing? What results are you seeing?
Oh, I'm seeing great results. And it's wonderful because I have patients who are just, they'll come and tell me how fantastic they're feeling. But I usually see weight loss of 5, for women, 5 to 8 pounds a month. For men, 10 to 15 until they plateau.
That seems so unfair.
I know it is. Totally is. And then, yeah, reduction of cholesterol, their HbA1c, which is your diabetes test, that tells how much sugar is attached to the red blood cell over a 3-month period. I have a friend that I was helping just online, and then I also, of course, have patients who are being so successful, and I love it. They've been giving me some feedback and reviews on my website and on my Facebook page, and losing way over 150 pounds, you know, fixing their cholesterol, not having to take cholesterol medication, hypertension medication, diabetes, metformin, medications going away. So I just see it across the board. Gosh, joint and knee and back pain relief, mm-hmm. not having that. Part of that, I think, is the turmeric as well, because right. that can be really helpful for that. But I've just had such fantastic results. But along with all that other stuff is they tell me how good they feel.
Right.
You know, and they're thinking clearly and they're feeling more energy. And that's another big thing about just understanding plants are vasodilators and they help your heart. You know, there's a lot of evidence that a plant-based diet is so good for your heart. So I do that as much as I can, because actually meats, even including healthy fish and mm-hmm. salmon, actually create 3 inflammatory reactions, and they are vasoconstrictors. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, get those veggies up. That's a huge, huge part of the success.
Well, and that's part of the pre-diabetic and the diabetes yeah. is the inflammation in our bodies. Mm-hmm. It's our body reacting, I realize that the puffiness goes away. Mm-hmm. You know, when we get the water and we're getting the healthy, and what I've noticed too, just like you said, the joints. Mm-hmm. When I was achy snap, crackle, pop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the cereal, but yeah. actually my body from playing sports and being active in life. And carrying around the extra weight all those yeah. years as well. It's so nice to know that we can get all the nutrition in our food. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's good to take vitamins. And when I went to the store the last couple of weeks, when I picked up things, I'm walking through the and they're like wiped out, right?
Yeah.
They're, all of a sudden, people are like, what can I take in a pill form to get me where I should have been all along, right? But mm-hmm. if we take these tiny steps, and I like to remind our listeners, if today's your first day and you're going to make some new choices in your life when you go to the store, the farmer's market on Saturday, and buy fresh vegetables, that you didn't gain the weight, your health didn't get this way overnight.
That's
you're not
what I say.
Yeah, you're
That's
not going to solve it overnight, but it starts with today. Do the best you can today, and it's every day is a choice. Mm-hmm. And even if you have to have that ice cream cone, you're making that choice. It's not cheating, you're making a choice. It's a lifestyle choice, and we just adapt and adjust. The other thing that I've learned, and I think you will agree with this, is that if we eat healthy, yes, we need to move, we need to have exercise, but along with the low fat diet and all of that, people have said just exercise like crazy and you'll lose the weight. I know a lot of people who exercise like crazy and they don't lose the weight. Mm-hmm. And it has to be with what you're fueling your body with is what I'm hearing from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So reviewing back what you said today, what I've gleaned from what you said is that we need to get up and eat within the first hour, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We need
yes.
to eat about at least six meals a day. And if you have that stress that you're going to grab the nuts like pistachios or walnuts and things rich in fiber and, mm-hmm. and good for you. Okay. And you said kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a fermented tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it around. I thought I had something to do with mushrooms or something. And that just didn't sound good to me at all. And so your 3-on-3 idea. I love that.
Yeah.
Making sure that you have carbs along with lots of vegetables.
People don't think of vegetables as carbs.
Okay.
And vegetables is really, you should be eating more vegetables than fruit. You should be eating more vegetables than grains.
Okay.
So we do a lot of grain-free. And you said earlier about it being expensive. I don't think it's expensive to eat healthy. The modified Mediterranean, the way that we go, it's not expensive, but it is time consuming because you're mainly getting fresh vegetables. You can do frozen too, but mm-hmm. I try to do fresh as much as mm-hmm. possible. You might be making a grain, brown rice or whatever. There's certain ways of kind of being, it's time consuming.
Right.
But it's not necessarily so expensive. And I do recommend having a cheat day once a month. I have one patient who likes to have one cheat meal a week.
Mm.
I'm like, that works,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that helps keep you on track because nobody's a perfect eater. And who would want to be? That's a little boring, you know?
Yeah,
I have my Coconut Bliss dark chocolate ice little bar mm-hmm. last night. It's
mm-hmm.
delicious.
We are American after all. We want our freedom and liberty, especially in our food choices. And the neat thing that you shared with me about it really isn't that expensive, and this is true, especially at this time when we have more time on our hands,
mm-hmm.
why not be cooking these nutritious meals, putting them away,
yeah.
and storing them so
yeah.
that then when we're hungry, we could defrost them by throwing them in the skillet, right,
mm-hmm.
or in the oven even. When I moved here, my place didn't have, that I rented, didn't have a microwave. So we've been microwave free, and it's really out of the box. You're thinking, how do you reheat meals? How do you don't defrost real quick. You know,
yeah.
you have to think and plan ahead. And what a great way to be planning ahead. Now, you started YouTube channels. Tell me
yeah.
a little bit. How can people find you on YouTube?
Ah, so it's called Ascend, like Ascending, A-S-C-E-N-D, Nutrition and Wellness. And I have a Facebook and Instagram and a website, and they all link together. I have videos, cooking videos,
good.
Showing people how to do this kind of stuff,
okay.
how to grill vegetables, how to make, I love Instant Pot, so my Instant Pot soups,
okay.
I have all those. In fact, I was going to bring you Tom Kha Gai Thai soup today.
Oh, girlfriend.
I forgot to
We'll have to follow up on that. We are so glad to have you, Kat,
it's
on the
delight.
Show today. We'll put a link to how to get a hold of her on our Facebook page, and thank you, my friends, for tuning in today and joining us today. It's been fun. The time goes so fast.
It does.
Want you to have a wonderful day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Listen online. Take us anywhere you want to go. And remember, my friend, over, under, around, or through whatever obstacle you're facing, we are overcomers. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy. See you, Lord willing, in the morning.